In today's podcast, we discuss surprising leadership and having the humility to let the Lord choose who he will use. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, and I'm also known as Pastor Fury, right? And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage of the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee. Cozy up like we're by the fire and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today I am recording from the Wilderness Resort. I think it's the Glacier Lodge. And I read Judges 5, Acts 9, Jeremiah 18, and Mark 4. Hope you did too. And what an amazing and unique story we find today in Judges. Both yesterday's chapter and today's in chapter 5, we read of one of the most inspiring judges in the Bible, Deborah. She is a judge and a prophetess. Full stop. That means that the Lord has a direct line of communication with her and has anointed her to speak truth where lies are embraced, to speak truth to power, and to call people to follow God's power and leadership. This is a significant thing for us to understand and embrace. And I'm not going to attempt to use this passage to make a point that I don't see the text itself making about women in pastoral leadership. So I'll simply say this. God clearly has no issues with women leading his people in significant ways. Now, Deborah being considered a judge and a prophetess means that she was the one. I mean, y'all, she was the one. When people in Israel needed direction, they went to her. When they needed a word of the Lord, they came to her. She was still a wife, and in chapter 5, she's even referred to as the mother of Israel, having been used by God to stir up so many of the people to step into their places as God's people. So she doesn't lose any sort of femininity as she even leads. She still invites the men of Israel into the work of leadership as she empowers leaders like Barak to step up to the plate. Then, in amazing leadership fashion, she goes with him into battle as he requests. She's not a leader who points and then says go, but she points a direction and then she goes where she's calling them as well. No leader should expect people to follow them into places that they themselves are not willing to go. Deborah is also an inspiring leader who motivates the people to not only battle with passion, but to win with humility, a trait oft lost on most leaders, as she continues to lead them in praise and worship after the victory. Too common are the fearful yet humble leaders, and the bold yet proud. Deborah gives us a picture of an unexpected, bold, and humble leader, like our world today so desperately needs more and more of. Continuing the theme of surprising leadership, we read of the making of an apostle. That's right, as Saul becomes Paul in Acts today. Talk about surprising leaders. This man, Paul, was the loudest of enemies to the followers of the way, as evidenced by the laying of the garments at his feet during Stephen's stoning. But now we see the power of God that transforms this brilliant enemy into a wise and humbled leader. Let us be simply reminded that God is still God, and that he will not hesitate to show you that his thoughts and ways are superior and altogether different than ours. As soon as we think we have God all figured out, he raises up leaders like Deborah and Paul that change the game and cause us to toss our prior notions of who leaders in God's family are. We remember that they are always and simply this, the ones God has chosen. Let's pray right now that God would continue to grow us in humility as we desire to be willing vessels for His selection and bold supporters of those He's already using. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Spirit that leads us, that guides us, that directs us, that comforts us, that challenges us, that empowers us, Lord God. We pray right now that Your Spirit would empower us to be more and more humble, to be willing vessels to be used by You, to be open to Your leadership, Lord God. And as You choose us, to continue to point back to You, to praise You, to worship You, to thank You, and to anticipate Your continued direction, Lord God. We ask that You would also continue Your humbling work in us so that we would be able to celebrate Your work that is being done through so many others. Lord, we thank You that You always go beyond what we imagine and what we think, and that You surprise us consistently. Lord God, and I just ask that we would continue to be humble and not think that we know better than You, but that trust in Your selection process. We thank You that we will be led by You in whatever way and whatever means and vessels You deem appropriate. We're up for it. Thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. Thanks for rocking with me on my vacay here with the fam at the Wilderness Resort. Why don't you go ahead and leave a comment wherever you're watching or listening, especially if you're on iTunes or Spotify. Go ahead and rate. That'll be the best way to kind of leave a comment. Rate the podcast there. Share it with a friend. Subscribe wherever you're at. And I can't wait to be chatting with you guys tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.